From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
I, John P. Robert Jr., do solemnly swear.
At the White House today, the country's new Chief Justice took his oath of office. John G. Roberts was sworn in by the senior member of the Supreme Court, Justice John Paul Stevens.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. The duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. So help me God.
Roberts was confirmed today by the Senate. The vote was 78 to 22. The confirmation process for the youngest Chief Justice in two centuries was less contentious than expected. A far more bruising battle is anticipated over the next nominee, who will replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Mr. Akaka, no. Mr. Alexander.
It was not your typical roll call today. Senators did not wander in and out of the chamber and mill about the floor as they usually do. Instead, in a rare return to tradition, 100 members assembled and remained in their seats as the roll was called. As Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist noted, the matter being decided by today's vote was also extraordinary.
The vote we cast today is one of the most consequential of our careers. With the confirmation of John Roberts, the Supreme Court will embark upon a new era in its history, the Roberts era, and for many years to come, long after many of us will have left public service, the Roberts Court will be deliberating on some of the most difficult and fundamental questions of U.S. law.
Every one of the chamber's 55 Republicans voted for Roberts, as did exactly half of its Democrats. Minority Leader Harry Reid is one of the 22 who voted against Roberts.
We should only vote to confirm this nominee if he has persuaded us that he will protect the freedoms that all Americans hold dear. This is a close question for me, but I will resolve my doubts in favor of the American people whose rights would be in jeopardy if John Roberts turns out to be the wrong person for the job.
Patrick Leahy, the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, voted for Roberts, but he warned President Bush that his next nominee should be in the mold of the justice being replaced, swing voter Sandra Day O'Connor.
It is a time to unite rather than divide. The Supreme Court belongs to all Americans, not to any faction. So for the sake of the nation, I urge the President to live up to his original promise, to be a uniter and not a divider.
But South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham recalled another presidential promise.
I hope the second person that he picks, that he will fulfill his campaign promise to send us a strict constructionist, well-qualified conservative to the court. That's what he should do. That's what I believe he will do. And I hope our friends on the other side understand that's what he's going to do.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer said all Democrats want is someone who's mainstream, and he said today's vote showed they remain open-minded.
Democrats are not lined up as a unit to try and block every nominee that the president puts forward. But if it's a nominee who is considerably out of the mainstream, we'll have no choice but to try and block that nominee on the floor. But we hope and pray it's not that type of nominee.
President Bush is expected to name that nominee within days. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.